Okay, we are on Chav Zayinim and Beis. We just had Machloikas Rabin Rabbi Yechanan. The point now is not the point of Machloikas. The point we're concentrating on is the point of their agreement. And they both agreed that if a Yevama was mutter at the time where her husband died, and then she became usher, and then she became re-mutter, the halacha is, you can do Yibum. They both agreed to that. Their machloikas was a Yevama that at the time of her husband's death was rabbinically prohibited and then became permissible. Rav said since it was only rabbinic prohibition, she can become permissible, and Rabbi Yechanan said not. But the point that we're concentrating on is the other one. She was permissible at the time of her husband's death. Then she became prohibited. Now she became permissible again. Both Rav and Rabbi Yechanan agree that you can do Yibum. We had a problem for our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, four brothers, two of them married sisters, and they died. Only chalitza is possible, not Yibum. So again, Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. They die. Levi and Yehuda have to do chalitza, cannot do Yibum. Our question is, why can't Levi be Miyabim, the wife of the one who died second, and the one of the woman whose husband died first, was mutter at the time of her husband's death, became usher when her sister fell to Yibum, as a chaytuk kasai, that was removed by the chalitza that Levi did to Shimon's wife. So Reuven's wife should be eligible for Yibum. Why did the Mishnah say, Harei Luchotus, Lo Mishyabmai? Again, when Reuven died, his wife was eligible for Yibum. She was the only one following the Yibum. Then Shimon died, and Reuven's wife became a chaytuk kasai. So she became ineligible for Yibum. Levi goes ahead and does chalitza to Shimon's wife. At that point, the zikah is off. Reuven's wife is no longer a chayzuk kasai, and she becomes permissible again. So she was permissible at the time of her husband's death. She became usher in between. She became permissible again. So the halacha should be that he should be able to do Yibum. Yet our Mishnah says, "Hare'elu chotzus v'lohem misyadmais." That's the problem we have, both on Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, because they both agreed that if she was permissible, then became usher, then became permissible, that she's mutter. So the question is, so why can't you do Yibum? That's the question. So Amar Lai, so Rabbi Yechanan, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines at the bottom of Chazayin Amid Beis. Amar Lai, so Rabbi Yechanan answers, Akias Eini Yedei Mishanam. I have no idea who authored that Mishnah. You're right. I don't understand that Mishnah. According to me, according to Rav, she should be mutter Yibum, the first one. Again, the one who was mutter at the time of death and then became usher should become mutter Yibum. Frek the Gemara. Now, the Gemara is going to try to ask questions. Why is Rabbi Yechanan giving up on that Mishnah? There are answers he can give. Why would a person give up on the Mishnah when there are answers he can give? At the end of the day, each one of the possible answers that we will offer, we will show you why Rabbi Yechanan didn't say it. And therefore, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yechanan said, I don't know pshat in the Mishnah. Or, as the way Art School learned, the Mishnah is not valid. What was the Lashon Art School used?
Not reliable.
Not reliable. Right. I didn't like to use that language. Rashi said, Zu ain't a Mishnah. I don't know. Frank the Gemara. V'leimelei, my chotzos nami d'kani chaletzos. Maybe the Mishnah just meant that one of the two had to get chalitza. Hare'elu chotzos v'leim misyabmais meant you can't do Yibum to both. But Enochinami, you can give chalitza to number two and then do Yibum to number one. Maybe that's what the Mishnah means. So the Gemara answers no. Chada chotzos k'tani. I'm sorry, Nami d'tani chaletzos chotzos chada. Let's say it means one. So the Gemara chotzos k'tani, it says plural. Plural means both get chalitza. Can't answer me that means one gets chalitza. Not Rashi. Rashi is four lines at the bottom, and namely my chalitza is called the shnia. And the answer is, it says chalitza. Correct the Gemara. The lemelei, my chalitza is the alma. Let us say chalitza doesn't refer to this case, but it means in all cases, in a general rule, one of them always has to get chalitza. And it lights it in plural because it's not referring to a specific case, but rather to a general rule. Zakti Gemara hara elu ksani. It says, these get chalitza. Hara elu chotzos v'loi misyabmais, I think is the lashon of the Mishnah. Hare Elu, that's plural. That's saying both. Rashi, whenever you have a case like this, the second one with your chalitza. Hare Elu Mashma Hanach Tarti Zahari Behu, we're talking about these two. Practic Gemara Velema, the chalitza Leila Rishayna Bereisha. Maybe, at least to answer Rabbi Yochanan, it wouldn't answer Rav, but maybe the Mishnah is telling me that if you get rule is that any woman that's usher at the time of her husband's death and then becomes a mutter is not eligible for Yibam. So if you gave chalitza to the second one, then Enochinami, the first one, would be mutter for Yibam. The reason the Mishnah says Arelu Chotza is the Mishnah means if you gave chalitza to the first one, if you gave chalitza to the first one, then the second one does not become mutter because she was usher at the time of her husband's death. Again, Reuven died, and then Shimon died. If you give chalitza to Shimon's wife, you can do yibum to Reuven's wife. The Mishnah means to say, if you did chalitza to Reuven's wife, you can't do yibum to Shimon's wife, because Shimon's wife was usher at the time that her husband died. So let's say the chalitza is Rishayna Bereisha. So the Gemara chalitza l'chat chilik tami. It doesn't talk about if you gave chalitza to the first one. It says, give them chalitza. It is not talking as a reaction. It's talking as a lechatchila. You're telling me that the Mishnah is reacting. If you gave chalitza to the first one, you have to give chalitza to the second one. That's not the lashon Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say, if you did chalitza to the first one. The Mishnah says, give chalitza to both. Rashi, Rishayna Bereisha. The Sulei Mishtar Yishniya Shlainir is Hashas Nevila. The second one would not become mutter because she wasn't eligible at the time of her husband's death. And the answer is, Chotzot L'chatchila, Mishnah Mashma Klema Ein Kantrikana Acheres. The Mishnah's Mashma, this is the only thing that can happen. And according to Rabbi Yechon, it's not true. So that's why Rabbi Yechon hasn't offered these answers, because they don't hold water. Correct the Gemara. The Leimelei, Zera Dumba Katam V'Cholot L'Rishay Nebereisha. Maybe you're right. Really, legally speaking, you can give chalitza to Shimon's wife, and that be the second one, and be Miyabim Reuven's wife. The problem is that we're afraid if we tell you you can do that, you might do it in the opposite order. If we tell you if you give chalitza to Shimon's wife, Reuven's wife is Mutter L'Yibum, somebody might give chalitza to Reuven's wife, and then say Shimon's wife is Mutter L'Yibum for the other brother.
Therefore,
the Mishnah says, stick to chalitza, because if we let you do yibum, which you can legally do, in one of the cases, you might get confused and do yibum in the other case. Maybe that's what the Mishnah means. Really, if you gave chalitza to Shimon's wife, you'd be able to do yibum to Reuven's wife. Levi can give chalitza to Shimon's wife, and Yehuda can be miyad and Reuven's wife. But if you let you do that, somebody will get confused, and they'll do chalitza to Reuven's wife, and do chalitza and yibum to Shimon's wife, and that's not permissible. Sakti Gemara, v'loy misyabmois k'tani. The Russian chaltzais v'loy misyabmois says, no yibum allowed. Not just gzeira. If it were gzeira, it would say chaltzais. It's saying it's not allowed. Not a gzeira because. It's not allowed. They remain usher. If it would have just said chaltzais, you're right. It's a gzeira. The loy misyabmai stresses that there's something inherently wrong in yibum besides a gzeira that you might. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Hachi Gassina Velebele Gzeira to Mekadim Becholos Rishonim Bereisha. If you will tell them chalutza l'shnia, give chalitza to the second, the yibum rishayna, and do yibum to the first. Zay reduma kadam chad, the chalutz l'rishayna. Somebody will do chalitza to the first one. The asil yivu beidach shnia, and the other guy will be miyabim the second one. The savri people will say, ma'ich bezvezuluzu. What difference does it make the order? Avu b'diavad, but enochinami shalutz l'shnia tchila, shayulei leidach liyivu mekamaisa. We tell them, do chalitza. We can't rely on their judgment call that they'll know which one first and which one second. But ain't no chinam. If they gave chalitza to the second one, we would allow yibum to the first one. The man the chazi the chalitza the shnei bereishim chazi yibum kamaisa. One will see that chalitza was first done to the second, and then the other guy did yibum to the first. After gadaita, we'll understand it. So Rashi is saying as follows. If they come and ask a shayla, we don't want to get involved. Chalitza. But Enochinami, if somebody gave chalitza to the second, and then the other guy did yibum to the first, we won't get involved. It's only a gzera. So the Gemara, Meshanim, Loi Misyab, Meskari. Dinami chalitza l'shniyam, Ein kan yibum. Loi Misyab, says, not allowed, period. So far we know why Rabbi Yechon hasn't given any of these answers. Frank the Gemara.
Really bothered by his response, eh?
Because as was pointed out yesterday, this is not common, if at all, to say a Mishnah doesn't count. If there's any way out, you give any way out. And the Gemara is very bothered by the fact Rabbi Yechon didn't respond. So we're trying to see what responses would have been possible and pointing out why he didn't say them. So basically, we're going through his thought process. Frank the Gemara, Valaymalay, Zerah Shema Yamas, V'asa Levatam, Mitzis Yivaman. This would be a great answer. Really? You can give Chalitza to the second and the first is Mutter. But we're afraid, if we tell you that, Levi will give Chalitza to Shimon's wife, and then Yehuda will die. And then Reuven's wife, V'asa Mitzis Yivaman. Right, maybe that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Why can't Rabbi Yechonin answer? I'm sorry, over here it wouldn't work. Let me explain, this is more complicated. Not complicated, but more intricate. If Levi gives chalitza to Shimon's wife and then Yehuda dies, Levi can give chalitza to Reuben's wife. Chayt chalitza stays only in Drabonon. Wouldn't be Mabatul Mitzvah Zibum. Again, there's Levi and Yehuda. Reuben and Shimon died. There's two brothers. Levi would give chalitza to Shimon's wife, and Yehuda would be able to be Miyab and Reuben's wife. That was the question. So the answer is, we're afraid that you might do Yibum to the first one first. Meaning of this. Let me try to explain it. Give me a minute to explain it. Really, there's no bittul mitzvah yivamim here. If you have Levi do chalitza to Shimon's wife, what are we afraid? The Yehuda might die, so Levi will do chalitza to Reuben's wife. Achayitz chalitza, he can do chalitza to her. Can't marry her, but he can do chalitza to her. It's only rabbinic. The problem here is, if we allow Yibum, we're afraid that the guy will use Yibum first. He'll be Miyabim Reuven's wife when it's Aser. And then the other one will die. Maybe the Mishnah made a Gzera. No Yibum, because sometimes it can be Vatu Mitzvah Yibum. Yivamim. Because if he does Yibum first, and then the other brother dies, it'll be Mevatel Mitzvah Yivamim. If Levi were to do Yibum to Reuven's wife before Chalitza was given, it's Achleisa Kukasai. But maybe that the Mishnah doesn't hold a Zika. Let Rabbi Yechonin answer, ain't Zika. No Zika. And the reason we don't want Yibum, and really, you could do Yibum to Reuven's wife right away. Why can't Rabbi Yechonin answer that a Mishnah holds Ein Zika? To Machlokes Tanoim, yes, Zika or Ein Zika. Let Rabbi Yechonin answer, remember, let me explain this. Rabbi Yechonin has a Mishnah that's Shver in him. He answers, forget about the Mishnah. Now, if there's a way to answer the Mishnah, he would be obligated to try to answer the Mishnah. He wouldn't ignore a Mishnah. So I have an answer for the Mishnah. The Mishnah holds Ein Zika. And therefore, really, Levi can be Mevayabim, Reuven's wife. There's no reason not to. There's no Yisrael Chayitza Kukasai. Yod Ein Zika. There's no Yisrael Chayitza Kukasai. Reuven and Shimon died. They leave two sisters. Levi can be miyabim one, and Yehuda can be miyabim the other. The fear is, Levi might be miyabim Reuven's wife, and Yehuda might die. And it'll be mevatel mitzvas yevamim. Therefore, the Mishnah says, no yibum.
Because once you've miyabim
Reuven's
wife,
then it's a
chayis
ishtai. She's an erva. No mitzvah chalit, it's a chayis ishtai. So why does Rabbi Yechon have to ignore the Mishnah? Let him just say that the Mishnah holds Ein Zika. And the reason we don't allow Yibum is because of Bittul Mitzvah Yevamim. So therefore we said, no Yibum allowed. Because we're afraid if we'll allow Yibum, we'll be Mevatel Mitzvah Yevamim.
But then they're not getting both Chalitza either.
Why not?
Yeah, the Chalitza don't want to use
it. Again. Again. Let Rabbi Yochanan answer that the Mishnah holds Ein Zika. And if the Mishnah holds Ein Zika, really you could do Yibum to one and Yibum to the other. We're afraid to allow Yibum because if we allow Yibum, they might do Yibum to the first. And then the second brother will die, be mevatel mitzvah yibum. Therefore, they said, no yibum allowed. Why can't the Mishnah mean that?
If the one brother dies, and he's already the other brother's already done chalitza to the one, he can't do chalitza to the other one also?
Yes, he can, because it's only rabbinic. Achayis chalutzasa is only rabbinic. But if the one brother dies after yibum, then it's Achayis Ishtai.
That would be in any case where brothers marry sisters, you wouldn't be able to do Yibum.
Correct. But we don't worry about Mitzvah Yibum before it's there. That was the question yesterday. We should never let brothers marry sisters because they might be Mevatel Mitzvah Yibum. There's no Mitzvah Yibum yet. Here we're talking about the brothers died. There's a Mitzvah Yibum. It's right in front of your nose. You mean mevatel the mitzvah? So let Rabbi Yechonin answer that the Mishnah holds Ein Zika, and the problem of Yibum has nothing to do with Zika. It was mutter all along to do Yibum. It's a fear that you might be mevatel mitzvah Yibum. Therefore, they said no Yibum. Why did Rabbi Yechonin have to throw the Mishnah away? Biblically speaking, you're allowed to marry Achayis Chalutzasai.
The Mishnah would say that, so therefore you would be allowed to do Yibum?
No, you're not to do Chalitza. Chalitza would work. Let's say Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters, and they died and leave one brother named Levi. What does he do? What does Levi do? Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters, they both died. Yeah, why not? Why not? No, I'm answering his question. Doesn't take, it's a rabbinic halacha. But the right say you can marry Achayis Chalutzasai.
After I did the first
Chalitza,
you mean?
Midoraita, there's no Isra Chayitz Chalutzasai.
So he can't do Chalitza to one of them and do Yibum to the other? He wants to do Yibum to one of them?
1 second.
If this is one brother.
He can't. It's a Chayitz Chalutzasai. Tas Midrabanam.
We have if we're holding Ein Zika now, you couldn't have beyond one of the sisters, right?
If you hold Ein Zika, but Drabana not.
Only Drabana you can't?
Yeah, because there's no Isser Zika Madaraisa. We went This is like the, I think this is the elephant in the room that's been around in the room for the last 2 weeks, to differentiate between rabbinic, you know, obviously I'm not getting the message across and I'm blaming myself. No. We have to keep this in mind. Drabanan can't remove a mitzvah. They can limit your mitzvah. They can't say, no, a woman goes free without anything. They can't do that. The Torah does that. The Rabbanan can only say, of the two options, you can only do one. They can't come and say, since rabbinically this woman is prohibited, she can get married without anything. They don't have that ability. So anytime there's a rabbinic iser, that means biblically everything was permitted. And Rabbanan came and limited your options. Zika is rabbinic. Midaraisa, two sisters follow the Yibum, you can be Miyabim, any one of the two you want to. They're not prohibited to you. They're not your wife's sister. You're not related to any of them. They're both your brother's wife. They're both a mitzvah of Yibum. Pick and choose. Do one mitzvah of Yibum and wave goodbye to the other one.
Then
you can do that. Ain't Zika? Yes, Zika, but the right thing. Zika does not affect biblical. So now, if you hold yes, Zika, Rabbanan came and limited and said you can't do Yibum. If you hold ain't Zika, they also said you can't do Yibum for a different reason, because you're going to be Mavatl, the mitzvah from the other one. Not because there's anything wrong with being Miyabim her. It's not like yes, Zika, where they said we don't allow you to do Yibum. We don't want you to throw away a mitzvah.
So if you hold Ein Zika, do chalitza to one that being Yavlevi?
You can't, because it's a chalitza.
Okay, so then you've already taken an action, whereas even if you hold Ein Zika...
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Chalitza
chalitza is independent of Zika.
See, that's where I...
Am I explaining myself, Rabbi Gohm?
I mean, I'm remembering now this...
So Zakti Gemar Nachamal. V'neima like Zerah Shem Yom as Vasa Levata Mitzvah Yivim. Why can't Reb Yechanan say, I hold Yes Zika. The Mishnah is going like the Ma'adam that says Ein Zika. And therefore, really, you can do Yibum to both of them. But Rabbanan stepped in and said, we don't want Yibum because maybe you'll do Yibum to one and the other one will die. Zakti Gemar, Reb Yechanan L'misa L'chayesh. You know why Rabbi Yochanan didn't answer? It would be a great answer for the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan happens not to worry about a brother dying. And therefore, he couldn't give that answer. He doesn't think it's true. He doesn't hold that we're afraid a brother will die. If there's Levi and Yehuda, he doesn't say, if Levi does Yibum, we're afraid Yehuda will die. We're not afraid that people will die. Everybody dies ultimately, but we're not afraid he's going to die now. He doesn't agree with that concept. He couldn't answer that the Mishnah holds that way because he holds it's not true.
Does true, then the other brother can do with that. Even if he does,
there
are two brothers, right?
Levi Yehuda.
So even if one of them dies, it doesn't
negate anything.
No, he
did Yibum
too.
Again, if Levi does Yibum to Reuven's wife,
why does it matter if he doesn't hold that way? So the mandamer of the Mishnah doesn't hold the same way as he does.
No. See, you can tell me the Mishnah holds Ein Zika and Yes Zika, but that's a machlokes tanoim. But if you hold that there is no chash misa, then you can't say that's the pshat in the Mishnah. You don't agree that that's a possibility.
What's the difference if you can't agree with the Mishnah because of the current problem that we're in, or if it's that problem?
The difference is as follows. If there's a machloikas tanoim of Yezika and Ein Zika, and I'm of the opinion of Yezika, I don't want to deny the existence of a shita that says Ein Zika.
Not that problem. The problem of the fact that he's saying the Mishnah is not a Mishnah.
Again, he's saying the Mishnah is not a Mishnah because there's no possible pshat. Because he doesn't believe that you can make up a fear of death.
There's
an opinion of Amaroyim that way. No? Well, if you hold the Mishnah. Again, I'm a Roim who hold Ein Zika and want the Mishnah to be on their side, say that there's a fear of death. But a Rabbi Yochanan holds that's not a possibility. You can't learn that way. He holds it's not true. No Tana said it explicitly. It was a pshat in a Mishnah if you hold a Zika. Rebbeinu is saying, that's not a possible pshat. There's no such pshat. He refuses to consider that as an option. It's not true. He'd rather say that the Mishnah makes no sense than make up this thing that to him is not Nigeya. Not Nigeya. Rashi. Zaptrashi Velemile Xera Shemiyamas Vasalavatamizisiba Vahi Brusha. Lemile Reb Yechanan. Tana de Masnis in time of Lab Mishim Zika Kasar. Our Tana doesn't hold our Mishnah. We have him Bezakis. The Zilay Zika. That's an existing machloikas. There is a Tana that says Ein Zika. Reb Yechanan doesn't deny that existence. The time of Shem Zika. Because if the reason would be Zika, if Levi does Chalitza to Shimon's wife, Shari Levi, Humal Rishayna, Rabbi Yechon would say, you can do Yivam to Reuben's wife, because the army I know, like Rabbi Yechon said, like I said. At the time, the reason the Mishnah doesn't allow it is Mishim Shema Yamas, because I'm a Beresh Pirkin, like we offered at the beginning of the Perek. Dilma de Miyabim Chad, Maya Zidach. When one does Yivam, the other one will die. They took away the din yibum from sisters completely. Even if he's a chalitz, it's one of them. The loybatli yibum, the loybatli sumitzis yivamim. Even though you can do chalitz to one, and then even if the other brother dies, you can do chalitz to the other. But they didn't want any yibum here, because vasi yibum milchatchil kama chalitz, you might do yibum first, right? Not the miyam chad ma'isidach. But when Rabbi Yechon is talking about, right, you don't make that gzera, right? That was one died. It wasn't that we're afraid somebody will die. Rabbi Yechon thinks, I'm not afraid that somebody will die. That's the Gemara's answer. Rabbi Yechon doesn't agree to that chash. Yes?
What about passing over on myself? Fact that you, that in order for this whole thing to work, you have to do the second one first.
Oh. It's an interesting point. There's no chiv to be miyabim the first over the second. They're both here now. Right, it's not a zman. And for the Gemara, we're going to try something else now. The lame relay Rebbe Yezri. Why don't we say that our Mishnah is written like Rabbi Eliezer? The Amar, Kibin Sha'am Dalu Sha'achas B'Isr Neser Aluf Alamas. Now, there is a Mishnah named, there is an opinion named Rabbi Eliezer, who clearly states that a woman, yes. Yeah, but that has to do with Mamarubas, Mamiyat. The Taisus talks about that. Taisus talks about Chashash Misa. Yeah, I don't know. Taisus talks about the one in I forgot about it. I saw them talk about it. Maybe not Taisus. Taisus talks about the Gemara in Yuma about being afraid that the Kohen Gadol tomorrow my wife will die. Yeah, but there are other Rishonim that talk about Misa Luz Mamiruba, Misa Luz Mamiya.
The one in Yuma I thought about that one's not Shariah because that was
Right. Anyway, back to the Gemara. There's a Tana Rebbe Eliezer, later on in the Mishnah, that says clearly, any woman that was forbidden to Yibam at any point never becomes mother. Meaning Rebbe Eliezer only said it in the Rabbanan's opinion. Rebbe Eliezer clearly states, any woman that was mutter, became usher, never can become mutter again. So maybe he's the author of our Mishnah. Why throw a Mishnah away? You're right. You have an opinion that says that a woman that was mutter became asher, became mutter again is mutter. Rabbi Eliezer clearly states that once a woman becomes asher any time, never can become mutter. So why can't he be the author of the Mishnah instead of throwing away a Mishnah?
Even if she was mutter before.
Rabbi Eliezer says, Kol kibin sha'amda sha'alav sha'achaz be'isser nasr alav olamis. Why? Say the Mishnah is not viable. Say that the Mishnah is going like the opinion that says this. And for the Gemara be the Sefer Rabbi Eliezer, Reishalav Rabbi Eliezer. You can't say this because Rabbi Eliezer is the next Mandi Amar in our Mishnah. he brings Beishamay Aimim Yekayim and Beisil Aimim Yetzil. So he's obviously not the first Tana of the Mishnah. He can't say that the first Tana is Rabbi Eliezer when he argues on the first Tana. Rashi. Zok Rashi, Rabbi Eliezer beperek Beishamay v'no damik Rabbona. And the answer is the same for the Matisan Rabbi Eliezer the Tani. Rabbi Eliezer Aimim Beishamay Aimim Yekayimu Beisil Aimim Yetzil. Beishamay says keep them, and Beisil says divorced him. Frek the Gemara. The Bach changes it to Eliezer, and he says it should be that way in the whole Amud. The Bach in the first one says Eliezer, the Chaim B'chol Amud. Frek the Gemara. V'leim Elohu, the Navu B'basachas. Why can't he say that the Mishnah is talking about that Reuben and Shimon died in a car accident at the same time? And therefore, none of them was ever mutter. That's why, we don't know. They died the same time. Exactly the same time. So nobody was ever mutter. They started off, both of them, as Achleitzu Kukasai. That's why the Mishnah says, Harei Luchotus, by Mishyabmai. Zok the Gemara, and it's going like Rabbi Yitzchak Levi that says two things can happen at the exact same time. So the Gemara lists in the Tanakh Rabbi Yitzchak Levi. There is no Mishnah in the world that writes like Rabbi Yitzchak Levi. It's an opinion, but we never have a Stam Mishnah that assumes that fact. We hold things don't happen at the exact same time. Correct the Gemara, that's not a problem. But it didn't happen at the exact time. But as Baruch Maitre said, we don't know who was first and who was second. That's why you can't do Yibam. Zok the Gemara. Let me explain this outside. The Mishnah said if they went ahead and married, we make him divorce. Now we learned earlier that we only make him divorce by a Vaday Achayzu Kukasai. If it's a Suffolk, we don't make them divorce. Right? So now, Reuben and Shimon died. We don't know who died first. Right? Levi and Yehuda went ahead and did Jibum. So Levi did wrong. He married a definite Achleitzu Kukasai. Yehuda might have married someone who was Mutter and became Asher and became Mutter again. Because remember, Yehuda, we don't know who's first and who's second. Levi, whenever he married the one he married, she was Asher. Because both sisters were still around. Whether she was first or second, she was Asher. But Yehuda, when he... What?
Because of
Achleitzu Kukasai. But Yehuda, by the time he married the second one, this might have been someone that was first, became Mutter, Asher, and then Mutter again. So it's a Suffolk. We're not going to make a guy divorce me, Suffolk. But the Mishnah said, Yetziu. Yehachi says, behind the tiny cousin because he Yetziu. Mishlaim Arishin, that's how the Bacchus guy writ, the first guy. Aminullah, Mansharilach. You married Achleitzu Kukasai. Either way, you married Achleitzu Kukasai. El Shniya, Amar Chavaroi Shniya Yibam. He can say, my friend got the second one, and not Rishay the Miyabim. The one I married was the first one. It's a Suffolk. Hanu the Kavaroi, that's why Rabbi Yechanan said, Achyas Eini Dei Mishanam. He had no answer to our Mishnah. Interesting, we do have an answer to our Mishnah. Maybe he'll die, but Rabbi Yechon didn't want to consider that. So to Rabbi Yechon, this Mishnah was not viable. Because whatever you did, the Mishnah doesn't make any sense.
Why not just say that the Mishnah is as written rather than a box change?
I'm sorry?
Why not say that the beginning part is that the ending part is Rabbi Lozer and the beginning part is Rabbi Eliezer?
Because it says Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yezer, that's why. We don't want to change the name in the second part.
The answer was
today. No. He's asking change the name in the second to Rabbi Lozer. Yeah, but we can't just stomp change the name with no basis. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. We don't know who died first. We should say give chalitza to the second one. Because for sure you married Lister, Dinami Rishaynei. Even if she was the first one, Man Shayin Halach, who made it mutar lechaisigukhi, she's a chaisigukasai. Umimba achicho chalitz lachaisa, who did chalitz to her sister, lavku zikamina, to remove zikam. Elishaini, leva, achi shiyabim rishin, shnia, ira lechalkai, my brother who did yibum first did it to the second one, possibly. Lavazu rishaina, yivamish hocha benazim mechazim hocha. And this Yuvama becomes one who was Aser, Mutter, Aser, then became Mutter again. We said in the second parik, when it's only a suffix, we don't break up the marriage. So therefore, we can't answer him at all. Okay, so let me review what we did today so we can go through this step by step by step because it is a complicated Gemara. Yesterday we had a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the stricter opinion, and Rav was the more lenient opinion. Rav says that whenever you have a rabbinic iser on a woman at the time of her husband's death, and then that rabbinic iser leaves, she's eligible for yibum. I don't care whether she was mutter at the time of her husband's death. She wasn't mutter at the time of her husband's death. If it was only rabbinically prohibited to do yibum, and then that rabbinic prohibition left, you're allowed to do yibum.
That's Rav.
I mean, according to Rav, Reuven and Shimon died. Reuven died first, Shimon died second. And Reuven's wife died. You can do yibum to Shimon's wife, even though Shimon's wife was not eligible to yibum when her husband died, because Reuven's wife was still alive. But now, there's no iser. I don't care that she was prohibited at the time of her husband's death. It was only a rabbinic prohibition. And whenever it's only a rabbinic prohibition, as soon as it's off, you can do yibum. So Reuven and Shimon died. Reuven first, Shimon second. Right? When Shimon died, his wife was not eligible to yibum. She was not eligible. She was achayt to kugatai. Then Reuven's wife died. Now she's the only one left. So Trav, you can do yibum to her. No problem. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, if at the time of her husband's death she wasn't eligible to yibum, she can never become eligible to yibum. However, if at the time of her husband's death she was eligible to yibum, then she became prohibited, then she became permitted, then she's eligible to yibum. So Reuven dies and Shimon dies, and then Shimon's wife dies, then you can do yibum to Reuven's wife. She was mutter at the time of her husband's death. The Rabbanan Isra came on later and then left. So she's mutter l'yibum. So Rabbi Yochanan holds, we look at the time of death. She's prohibited, she remains prohibited forever. If she's permitted, even though she becomes prohibited later, she becomes permitted. Rav says, in Rabbinic Yisurim, I don't care when it happened. The time of death later, it's gone, it's gone. That's the Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah is a problem to both. But we're concentrating on Rabbi Yochanan, but it's just as much a problem to Rav, because Rav is more makel. Our Mishnah says, four brothers, two die, the other two brothers only can do chalitza. Our problem is, why? Let one brother do chalitza to woman number two, which will make woman number one mutter to the other brother. She was mutter at the time of her husband's death. She became usher when her sister fell to yibum. Her sister was taken care of. Now she became mutter again. Let Levi do chalitza to Shimon's wife, and let Yehuda be Miyab and Reuben's wife.
We just go through the whole thing trying to.
So the Gemara's answer was, Rabbi Yochanan said Mishnah is not viable. Now the rest of the Gemara was trying to make the Mishnah viable. Rabbi Yochanan's answer was, I don't know pshat in the Mishnah. I have no possible pshat in the Mishnah. The Gemara attempts all different possibilities to try to save saying pshat in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara knows it's wrong because Rabbi Yochanan didn't say them, but we want to know why he didn't say them. Yes.
According to our Mishnah, it was a done God. He can't do chalitza. What if she would die, though. Would the Mishnah also say she can't do evil?
Who would die?
The second wife.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah says, Harayelu Chalsus Lemis Yabbai, it's according to everything.
Even if she was to die.
What difference does it make if she dies or the brother did Chalitza?
Because if she's here for Chalitza.
If the brother did Chalitza, it's as much, it's as good as she died. She's gone, she's out of the picture.
As good as she died.
Why not?
Because then you don't have a fear of Mavatum.
There's no Mavatum, it's even once the brother did Chalitza.
Don't have the fear of them getting mixed up
doing
one person for the other.
True. True, but maybe. I don't know, but the Mishnah, I hear, meaning, I don't know. So the first thing Gemara tried to answer, that it means one gets Chalitza. Gemara says it says Chol Tzais. Maybe it means other cases. It says Hara Elu. Maybe it's because you gave Chalitza to the first one first. The Mishnah is giving you what to do, not if you did. Maybe it's a gzeira. We're afraid you might do it to the first one first. The Mishnah says, Loi misyad mois, no yibum, ever. Maybe the Mishnah holds the ezeka, and the reason we're answering yibum is because we're afraid that you might do yibum first, and you'd be mevato mitzvah yivamim, therefore we said no yibum. Rabbi Yechim doesn't hold we're afraid somebody will die. Maybe the Mishnah is not Rabbi Eliezer, who says that once a woman is asked for a moment, she never becomes mutter again. Well, the end of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Eliezer. The beginning of the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe they died at the same time. No Mishnah ever says that things happen at the same moment. Maybe Stam Mishnah, no Stam Mishnah ever says it. Maybe we don't know who died first. And therefore, we can't give yibum to anybody because that might be the first one. And they might have been ineligible at the time of death. And the answer to that is, if they went ahead and did yibum, we break up the marriages. We never break up a marriage if it's a suffix, achayzikukam. Now, the first one who married, we break up because he definitely did an iser. But he married one of the two, it was definitely achayzikukasa. No matter if she was one or two, it was achayzikukasa. But the second one is a suffix. Because by the time he married, he might have been marrying the first one, who had been mutter, became master, became mutter again. So why are we breaking it up? Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't know pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not viable. We tried every option. It didn't work, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan says, I have nothing to do with this Mishnah. But he doesn't retract. He doesn't say, therefore, I'm wrong. He just says, I have no idea what the Tana of the Mishnah was. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Yes? True, thank you. That's true. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
And even though they can't have argued that picture, but Rebbe, we're not going to allow you to put the Tanakh. We're not going to allow you to put the answer. Once you have a time on record that says this,
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, trade to Tanakh, leave it to Rebbe. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answer. Fine. I hope I explained it well. Hope for the best. I just want to tell people, Yivamas, again, when we talk about the hardest spot in Yivamas, it's from Chavav to Lamed Amud Beis, and from Nun to the Gimel Amud Beis. That's like the 7.5, 8 block in Yivamas that are hardest. We are in the midst of the 3.5 lot here that are very hard, and then there is 3.5 lot later. Here it's 4.5 lot, and there it's 3.5 lot. After that, besides that, Yibamas is pretty much, I mean, we finished the first two prakim. After that, pretty much a regular mesechta. It's just this, when people tell you Yibamas is very hard, they'll tell you Abba Achen, meaning the first part of the third parak, and Rabbi Gamliel, which is the fifth parak. The rest of it is,
I like that. Giving the first
what?
I'd like to add the beginning of the first
part. Yeah, well,
that was just cases. It's a different kind of heart. No, there, John is, you just need to figure out who's married to whom. But here, it's just like, the halacha becomes very difficult. I just want to give everybody chizuk, because this is Rav Gemara, and no, but...
Does this mission have anything to do with the Shitas Abishal, who Sikhalit preferred over?
No. No. We're offering whether it's an option or not. We're not telling you what's preferred here.
Loy
Miyabas. Yeah, Loy Miyabas doesn't mean it's not preferred. Loy Miyabas means you can't do evil. I'm just wondering if tomorrow, instead of going Vaitra, I should reteach this week's Gemara. It's just complicated Gemara. I don't know. Tanan. Haysa Agas Mehen Asura Ala Echad Yisr Erva Asr Ba Vashayni Umutra Ba Chaysa. Okay? Reuben and Shimon died, and one of the women was Levi's mother-in-law. So he's allowed to do Yibum to the other one. Right? Because, again, one of the two sisters never fell to him. It was his mother-in-law. Reuben and Shimon died, and Levi and Yehuda are the two remaining brothers. To Levi, one of those women is his mother-in-law. Therefore, he's allowed to do Yibum to the other one because he doesn't have both sisters falling to him. One is an Erva. That's what the Mishnah said. Now, Vasheni Asa Mishteya. But Yehuda can't do Yibum either.
There's no mother-in-law and sister?
No.
Mother-in-law and sister.
Why is she Asa?
Your wife's aunt.
And therefore, who says that's Asa?
Okay. There's no Erva. Okay.
No.
It's not even a Shnia?
Not even a Shnia. Your mother-in-law sister is not even a shnei. Not your relative, but your wife's relative. Your wife's relative is only answer straight up or straight down.
Okay.
Now, Vasheni Asa Mishteya. Now let's set this up. Reuben and Shimon died. Who was the mother-in-law? Reuben's wife or Shimon's wife? So the Havamina is that Reuben's wife is the mother-in-law. So Reuben's wife died. At the time that Reuben's wife died, she was the only one falling to Yibum. She was not a problem. Then Shimon's wife died. At that moment, Yehuda couldn't do Yibum to either, because they're like the Kukasai. Levi, his mother-in-law, never fell to Yibum. Only Shimon's wife fell to Yibum. So let Levi do Yibum to Shimon's wife. That's the only one he can do Yibum to, or Chalitza. And then, Reuben's wife is Hutra, the Nasra, the Chazra, the Hutra. Again, Reuben's wife died. Reuben died. His wife was Mutra Leibum at the time of her husband's death. She's the first one. She happens to be Levi's mother-in-law. Right, she's Mutra to Yehuda. She's eligible for Yibum. She's eligible for Yibum from Yehuda. Then Shimon's wife died. At that moment, Reuben's wife became Asa to Yehuda. Because her sister is also waiting for Yibum.
Drabana.
Then Levi went ahead and did Yibum to Shimon's wife. He's allowed to because the other one is his mother-in-law. So Reuben's wife was Mutter, became Aser, now became Mutter again to Yehuda. So why can't Yehuda do Yibum? The Mishnah says that Yehuda is Aser in both. Why is he Aser in both? Let Levi do Yibum to his mother-in-law, to the non-mother-in-law, and then the mother-in-law will become Mutter. But that's assuming that Reuben's wife was the mother-in-law. So she was Mutter to Yehuda, became Aser to Yehuda, then became Mutter to Yehuda again. But if Shimon's wife was the mother-in-law, this wouldn't work. What?
We're saying, why shouldn't should get lifted off?
Again, Ras Maskim.
Right.
But that's only, it's a Gemara, let's read it in.
So,
what?
The Mishnah says no.
Mishnah says, that's the Kasha. Again. You know what? We'll do this tomorrow. I'll leave this tomorrow. It's too complicated. We'll leave it tomorrow.